From Pro Football Talk, Sean Payton doesn't rule out adding another quarterback. The Broncos have three quarterbacks on the roster. Starter Bo Nix's status is currently undetermined given the recent second procedure on the broken ankle he suffered late in a playoff win over the Bills. So could the Broncos add another quarterback for the offseason program? Coach Sean Payton was asked that question during the Saturday press conference. "That's a great question," Payton said. "We'll discuss that. It means look, we have 90 roster spots, so it is possible you can bring someone back in on a trial basis for the minicamp. Yet generally with those practices, two quarterbacks is not a problem. It would be more of an issue if you felt a player was going to be a PUP in training camp, and that's not going to be the case. I'm not saying we couldn't sign an additional quarterback. We've discussed it, but really more in terms of, do we see something in these two guys? This EJ Warner reminds me a lot of Chase Daniel. If you see his height, weight, size, speed, they're very similar. He's done a nice job. He's done a very nice job, and especially considering he's coming off a weekend with different terminology, and he's kind of yawned at it. It's been real quick for him." EJ Warner is the son of Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner. Payton addressed the similarities, or lack thereof, between the son and the father. "He's entirely different," Payton said of EJ. "He's just really stood out with getting in and out of the huddle. He has a quick release and a good stroke. He's a different type of player even. He's probably more celebrated coming out of Fresno State than his dad was coming out of Northern Iowa. It's funny, in today's college game, those players that came from Jackson State or Southern Illinois or those smaller schools end up playing at Auburn and Purdue. You don't see those. Occasionally you do. The true IAA or smaller school players end up in IAA. We were having this discussion about HBCU schools. Walter Payton, does he finish at Jackson State or does he finish at Alabama? And Jerry Rice, it doesn't have to be an HBCU school. It can be Eastern Illinois. When I was back there on a campus visit and I asked them, how are you guys handling that? Those schools are then looking at the other schools who are smaller than them to supplement their team. It's a lot different than it used to be. When you look at however many draft picks there were and you looked at Division I, that ratio is much higher now. They are filtering up. That's a great point, and it's a byproduct of the NIL era, between the availability of money and the ease of transferring. Players who stand out at a small school will be gobbled up by a bigger school, like EJ Warner, who went from Temple to Rice to Fresno State. And there's a chance, after his tryout at Denver's minicamp, EJ Warner could get a spot on the offseason roster.